For a trusted way to enjoy all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy, you've come to the right place. For tyres you can trust, choose Bridgestone. Named Australia's most trusted tyre brand for 6 years in a row. With Bridgestone, you're in safe hands.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Tuesday, Carrie Bickmore.
Is it only Tuesday?
It is.
I think I've still got my Friday party hangover because the week is already feeling long.
Is it?
Yes. Well, because get me through this. Give me something fun to look forward to.
I've got something fun not only for you, but for the people of our great nation. Look on your little sheet that you've got in front of you there. Any official prizes that we're giving away today?
No.
Well, guess what?
It's a light on for prizes today.
No,
show.
Think again.
Oh.
It's heavy on for prizes, but they're unofficial prizes that I have placed somewhere in the country, and anyone could have them for free. Stay tuned.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've got a special guest on the show very soon. Tanya Williams is her name. She's got a new book out called Child Free. Happily Ever After, a really unique insight into the life without children. I will get to her very soon.
All right. Now, normally you're the one that brings life hacks. You bring little tidbits that help make life better.
Mm.
Today it's my turn.
Yes.
This is courtesy of my son. What do I have in front of me?
You've got, it looks like MacGyver has been institutionalized because you've got a charging cord,
yep,
like for an iPhone, mm-hmm, which is plugged into your iPhone, mm-hmm, and the other end, you have holding up is the USB end, and you have a banana sitting there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're going to shove that into the banana.
Well, don't give away the whole thing.
Oh, sorry,
ahead,
mate. Sorry.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Yes. I am going to charge my phone with a banana.
Why?
My son said that's how you can charge phones. He was watching some science show. And he goes, do you know, Mum, if you don't have a electricity port in your house,
yep,
like a, what do you call them? PowerPoint.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
You can charge your phone. You can stick the end of your USB into a banana.
So does that mean a banana is electric?
Apparently. It
really
conducts electricity.
I mean, if you stick it in the right spot, it'll give you a shock.
So I wasn't 100% sure.
There's no other step to this except literally
put
the USB.
I'm not sure because I haven't I Googled before, can you charge your phone with a banana?
Yes.
And there's lots of images of people charging their phones with bananas.
And did you watch any? Have they just put
the USB
in?
No, I haven't watched it.
So it wouldn't be the power, because you know how the reason they have that little power box is to change it into the right level of power? What if you've got a supercharged banana and you're going to plug too many volts into your phone? It might explode.
I'll eat half of it.
To bring the charge down.
But I'm not sure whether it's meant to be peeled or unpeeled. But look, if you look at these images online, they're all peeled.
Well, if you look at these images online, you've just shown me four videos. None of those are images.
Should I watch the videos first or try it first?
Definitely try, mate.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's try it unpeeled.
Yeah, because that's what you've done.
If that doesn't work, we'll peel it.
Hang on, you've already started to peel half of it.
No, but one half's peeled and one half's unpeeled.
But if the trick is, it has to be unpeeled.
No.
You've already unpeeled.
No, but it was always going to have air that could get into it, so it won't.
Why was it always going to have air?
I don't know. Do we have another banana?
It's half
No.
It's half unpeeled.
Because I went to peel it to eat it and forgot that it wasn't
come. And you forgot, this is a dangerous source of electricity and could kill me.
So, you ready?
Oh, mate, I was ready 3 minutes ago.
I've actually got the music ready from Moana.
Have you? Why?
The Rob Johnson.
Why have you got
the Rob Johnson in Moana?
No
has
one
this
calls
song.
Him the Rock Johnson. People call him the Rock, and they call him Dwayne the Rock Johnson. No one calls him the Rock Johnson. Sounds like a dance move from the 60s. All right, everybody. Time to do the Rock Johnson.
Sings this song, right? Here, yes. I'll play you a little bit.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Because I figure that's the song we're going to want to play when the whole world realises I've brought them the gift of not needing a proper phone charger, being able to charge your phone with your banana.
Okay,
do you want to do it now or you want to hold over a song?
Oh, God. I don't think I can wait.
I think we should hold over a song.
Are you joking, mate? You're like one of those street performers that's like, are you ready for me to juggle three clubs? You're like, I've been here for 4 hours.
No, we're holding over a song. People are going to stick around for this. Our producer's shaking her head. Mate.
I'm not going to stick around. And I'm paid to be here.
Okay, I'll do it now.
Excited. I'm still excited.
We spent three breaks talking about your colourblind glasses that didn't work.
Yes.
This is actually going to work, and we're going to give it away all in one break.
You just want to go to a song because you don't know where to plug it in.
Okay, ready?
Well,
ready?
Yeah, mate, stop asking. Okay, so because he's pushing the USB into the skin.
I can't get it through.
Yeah. Well,
do I push it right through the banana? Okay.
Okay. We have.
Okay. Let's see if the phone's charging.
Well, we can tell because it didn't light up. I don't know why.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Maybe I need
Whose cord is that?
I don't know. Where do we get the cord? Sonda, where do we get the cord from? Because now it's got banana all through it.
A lovely person in the project office.
Okay.
Well, we're going to have to buy them a new cord because it's full of banana.
So that's gone through the skin and is it charged?
Not yet.
Not yet. What do you think? Maybe it takes
a
while to warm up? Maybe, hang on. Maybe take a bite. You reckon taking a bite could help. Maybe take a bite.
Do you think maybe there's too much banana?
I feel like the human energy. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is that charging?
I don't really feel like banana.
Wow. I didn't really feel like banana in this segment either, but I've got it. Okay.
No, nothing's happening.
I've just had a message from Caitlin, our producer. Caitlin, I don't know why you're texting me whether you have microphones in front of you and you can just speak
on the
radio.
What's wrong, Caitlin? Speak up. What's the problem?
It's just you don't – it's not going to work because you don't have all of the tools you need.
What tools do I need?
You need three bananas. Outlet,
your producer should have told me this before. Yes. Mm? What do I need?
Three bananas.
Okay.
I just ate half of one, so now I've only got half a banana. Yes,
you need
what else?
Six paper clips to connect them all.
Okay.
And then you – chuck your charger in and it'll work.
I'd agree with you, but we do need to go to the song.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm so desperate to find out how this goes.
I mean, that's a tease of every one.
Bananas are plenty. You just tried to charge your iPhone with a banana?
Well, Ollie said instead of needing a charging port, you just use the iPhone charger that would normally go into your computer and you whack it into a banana and it charges your phone.
And what happened was you've ruined some poor bastard's charging cable.
And it didn't work.
And it didn't work.
Yeah.
But now you have multiple bananas.
Well, because then Caitlin said to me, it involves multiple bananas and some paper clips, which I now have. So get ready again for this buzz.
What can I say except you're welcome.
It's real cocky to say that at the start, but sure.
Yeah, you're going to love me for this. Now, what do I do,
Please,
Caitlin?
Can you play that when you hand back this guy's charging cord that's full of banana at one end?
What happens, Caitlin? What have I got to do?
Okay, so you've perfectly lined up the bananas one in front of the other. Now,
they're spooning.
Straighten.
They're spooning. Cute.
Do you mean like they're spooning, Caitlin?
Yeah, exactly. But they'll need to be separated with the clip. So fully fold out the paper clip.
So we've got three bananas as well.
Do you want me to help? How many of these do we need?
Three, I think. Three paper clips?
You need four.
Four. Okay.
So they're straight?
Yes, correct.
Should have done this before too. That's okay.
This will be on our Instagram as well if you want to see the magic happen.
If you haven't
turn
been,
off from this.
If you haven't been bored just in audio.
Okay. All right. So now we've got, I've got two paper clips.
You've
got two and we need, you're going to have four. We're doing four? Yeah. Yeah,
I have two and you have two, which makes four.
Now connect the banana, put it through the kind of top and then connect it into the other one.
With the paperclip.
Correct.
Okay, like as if they're spooning each other but joined by a paperclip?
Yes, and then do it at the top and then do it on the other side also.
Do it at the bottom and the top.
Oh, so they...
It's got to go in its guts.
Yeah, yep. So they're stabbing from the head and toes.
Yeah.
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 But where's the other one going?
Well, then it's going to go there.
Correct. And they all connect via these paper clips.
Yeah.
So they all connect via one set and then connect them again down the bottom via one set.
Yep.
Okay.
Bloody hell.
Okay. Yep. Good.
This is looking like quite the device.
Can someone sing or something while we're waiting?
Oh, just play the tune.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Very good.
Now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Rock Johnson there. The classic tune from the
Rock
Johnson.
And then do I join them all, stick them all together again, or let them be separated?
You don't have to push them close. They can be separated, yeah.
Okay.
And now put your charger into one of them. Don't peel it.
Okay, don't peel it. Are we ready, everybody? Are we ready?
Just love how it just ripped from the other banana.
Just be aware if you are listening and suddenly there's a blackout in your area, because may have just brought down the whole group.
Okay, so I stick it into any of the bananas?
Yep.
And just stick it right in?
Yep.
Sticking it in now. Oh. Okay, yep.
And now it should charge your phone.
Okay.
And has it?
Not yet.
Do you know why this is? You know why this is so great? I as you know, I'm just about to go overseas, and I was going to buy one of those adapters that means you have to transfer, like cord to work overseas. Yep. But I'll just take a whole bunch of bananas and paper clips.
I'm so deflated.
This will make you feel better.
What can I say?
Anyway, I'll have more useful tricks and tips next week.
And tomorrow's giveaway, banana bread.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, Mr. T. Little.
Yeah.
If I said Jennifer Aniston, Julie Bishop, Julia Gillard, Oprah Winfrey, Cameron Diaz, what do they all have in common?
Charlie's Angels.
Julie Bishop?
She would be good. She actually didn't make the edit. It was shattering for Jay Bish. In order of the best scenes, but cutting room four.
Oprah?
In the background?
Yeah, no. The thing that these guys all have in common, yes. Guys, I should say women all have in common, particularly because of the
guys
we're
is gender
about.
Neutral.
It is. I say guys too much. But anyway, none of them have kids.
Oh, right.
So some of them chose not to have kids.
Yes.
Some of them haven't been able to have kids, and others, it just hasn't happened for them. Okay. Now, if you read up about these people, all they talk about not having kids often because that's all anyone ever wants to talk to them about. Why haven't you had a kid?
I remember it was a big issue with Julia Gillard.
Yes.
I remember people always brought it up.
Yeah, there was a phrase, I think she was described by one of the conservative senators as deliberately barren.
Barren, yeah. Yes.
But I like Oprah's comment on it. She said, if I had kids, my kids would hate me. They would have ended up on the equivalent of the Oprah couch talking about me because someone would have had to suffer and it would have probably been them.
Yes, I feel like also if Oprah had a kid, she'd have to suddenly give out a kid to every member of her audience.
You get a kid.
You get a kid.
I know a kid would be pretty good.
You get a kid.
Someone who also doesn't have a kid is the author of a new book called A Child Free Happily Ever After. Her name is Tanya Williams. She's the author of this book and of the online world that she runs talking all things child free living. And mm-hmm. she joins us now. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very well. Welcome to the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So you decided in your 20s, no kids. How did you decide you didn't want to have kids? Why? What happened?
I probably decided long before that, to be honest. I remember being in school, in high school, probably about 15 or 16, when my friends would talk about, oh, I just want to get married and have three kids. And I'd think, oh, my God, no, that is not what I want at all. So I remember very early on, I was never really one to play with dolls and play mums and dads and stuff like that. It just wasn't anything that I felt innately was ever going to be part of my life. So it was one of those things that I didn't really make a decision on. It was just something that I never really wanted.
Tanya, we should point out that you are married. Your husband Shane and you
yes.
live together. So it's not like you've adopted this kind of single carefree life where you don't want any commitment. You are happily married.
Yeah, I've been happily married for 24 years.
And did hubby ever want kids?
Look, we had the conversation before we got married. I was very sure on what I wanted, and I needed to make sure he was on the same page. And I think this is a really important conversation that anyone should have before they get married. And I remember saying to him, if you want children, then probably not, best to be marrying me because I'm not going to change my mind and I'm not going to have a child for you, your family or anybody else. So Shane's always been very respectful of my decision. He's been like, yeah, whatever, I really don't care. He goes, I've got nieces and nephews. He's quite happy with our lifestyle. We have a fabulous lifestyle. And, he's happy to go and visit nieces and nephews and then come home and we can have our own downtime and not have that responsibility. So it's a really important discussion that you should have with your partner before you take that step because it can cause all sorts of issues moving forward if one partner decides that they want them and the other one doesn't and vice versa and can get a little bit messy.
So there's a reason your book is the number one bestseller on Amazon, and that is because one in four women around the world choose not to have kids. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think this is a really interesting thing because I feel like our society equates womanhood with motherhood. And I do
think
mothers are asked more often about whether they have kids than fathers are. It just kind of is an acceptable mm-hmm. thing. If men choose not to, no one seems to care. But with a woman, it's like, oh, really? Why? For mm. you, what are the sort of comments that you get from people?
Oh, look, I think I've probably had most of them. You know, I used to get, when I was younger, it would be, oh, you'll change your mind when you're 30. Oh, you'll change your mind when you're 40. Oh, when your friends are having kids, you'll change your mind. So I used to get that constantly, which would drive me crazy. I'd get the, oh, you're going to regret your decision. I get, who's going to look after you when you're old? And, of course, there's no guarantee that having kids is going to, give you someone to look after you when you're old anyway. all those typical questions that most child-free people get. And you're totally right. This conversation is a very different conversation to what guys are having. I remember asking my husband when I was writing the book about what you guys talk about. And I said, does anyone ask you? And he goes, oh, look, I was probably asked when I first started my job. And I said, no, we don't have kids. We didn't want kids. And he goes, and that's it. End of conversation. Like, we don't just talk about it. It's not brought up. People, the guys don't go, oh, God, oh, you should have kids, buddy. Or, you know, it's the best thing in the world. And why aren't you? And he said, it's just a non-conversation.
Tanya, I'm sure that's true sometimes. But I know all my friends have started having kids. And it is the, from my guy mates, it is the most talked about consistent thing is their family. And am I going to finally meet someone and have kids? So I understand that maybe that is true for some guys, but that's certainly not true across
the board.
But
maybe the judgment's different. So if you said, no, I'm not going to, it would be, oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. it's not expected of women.
Obviously, everyone's interested in other people's lives. If you have five kids, people are like, what? You've got five kids? Wow, why? Are you okay with people being interested in your decision not to have kids, or you don't believe that you should have to engage constantly with people's thoughts and questions about your child-free life?
Look, I think it really depends on where they're coming from. So if they're coming from a good place and a loving place and a non-judgmental place, then I'm more than happy to have the conversation with them and explain, you know, and again, I probably shouldn't need to explain my choice because I don't expect a mother to explain her choice to me. So it really doesn't, it shouldn't even be a conversation. But I think if people are coming from a loving place and don't mean any judgment by it and are just curious, then, you know, I'm happy to have that conversation. But I think when you flip that conversation and it's just out of pure judgment and people wanting to say, oh, well, you know, what would you know? Because you're not a mother and you can't comment on this conversation. And those types of statements that I get occasionally, that's a different scenario. You know, it doesn't, again, I shouldn't have to justify my choice, just same as a mother never has to justify her choice. But it really does depend on where they're coming from and the angle that they're taking.
Tanya, so often we hear parents talk about, you know, the joys of their kids. But as someone who doesn't have kids, what is the best bit about not having kids?
Oh, where shall I start? There's so many things. Look, I can focus 100%, you know, on my career. I have two businesses that I run. We travel. We're about to go over to New York in a few weeks' time. I have lots of projects that I work on. You know, I have what I class as fur kids. So I have three dogs, so they keep me busy. I live my life for me. I don't have to check in on anyone. If I want to go home and have a couple of glasses of wine, I don't have to worry about dropping my kids anywhere or doing any of that. I just love the freedom and the lack of responsibility that provides. I've still got lots of responsibility in other ways.
I mean, it's sounding pretty good.
Tanya, it sounds amazing.
So many fabulous things.
I think I have to stop you because Bickmore's about to have steam come out of her ears.
No, I was just listening to that, thinking about the planning that goes into a week babysitting wise. I was like, imagine not having any of that.
Tanya, it's fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. The book, A Child Free, Happily Ever After, is available from exactly that address, .com.au. Get involved. And Tanya, thanks
good
again.
Good on you, Tanya.
Thanks, guys. Great to chat.
As Tommy says to me often, I feel like it's the perfect time to say to Tanya, you do you, boo.
You do you, boo. You do you.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because, as you know, I'm flying to Montreal tonight. Now,
have you taken some more clothes from what you took last trip?
Well, I don't have any clean clothes, but I bought two T-shirts on the way here, so I am going to be sweet.
You'll be fine for 2 days.
Yeah.
The week trip. Good.
Yep. Yeah. And then I will go shirtless for 12 hours while the hotel does an express wash on those two shirts.
You could just take enough clothes. Anyway.
You could just stop hassling me about my life.
Do you know what? I would take that if I hadn't been on a holiday where it drained my life. That's why I get the right to now hassle you about it.
So I was out on the weekend, right? And I was at a little bar and there was a statue there, kind of draped across the bar. And I thought it would be funny. After a couple of beers, I thought, I'll dress up the statue with my clothes, right? Great. And so I put my watch on the statue and I was wearing a homie cap and I put my cap on the statue. I thought, how dope is this statue looking?
How big's the statue?
It was like lying size across the bar, not quite, just small. I reckon it's probably about 4 foot kind of long.
Okay.
And so it's looking all funny, ha ha ha. Anyway, we go on, we drink, we have something to eat and then we leave. And it wasn't until about an hour later when I was at the next place that I was like, oh.
Oh my God, you left all your stuff there.
My head and my wrists are quite cold. Oh.
Oh, you idiot.
I've left the statue dressed up with my clothes. That cheeky little statue has stolen my clothes.
It's never looked better, though.
Never looked better. And it's got to the point now where that bar is closed, right?
Oh.
And the reason, as you know, I couldn't really care about this. The only reason that it is a slight problem is because, like I said, I'm going to Montreal.
Yes.
And that watch that this cheeky little statue is wearing happens to be my lucky watch that I wear when I do stand-up gigs.
No.
And I'm doing a gig in front of 5,000 people in Montreal. So,
Hold on. So you haven't got any, you didn't get it the next day, or you've got?
It's in a different state. As I had to fly out, and so I thought I've had a stroke of good luck. Right? It's just a normal. It's a cheap watch, and I went, and it happened to be 70% off, and so I have bought a replacement watch. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking it doesn't have the good luck juju in it.
But I'm ignoring that. Sandra's looking at me like saying, "Shush." I need to be honest with him.
But it's fine. I've made peace with this. I'm happy that I've got my. It happened. It was 70% off. How good is that? The dude goes, "It was 70," and I was like, 70.
It's so old that no one wants it anymore.
Yeah, and pretty plain and crap.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought that was like a little Cotton On kind of like $10 number.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Is it?
Yeah.
70% off. But, what a bucket.
I know. But now that statue is rocking one as well, and oh my god, it's really going to catch on. Here's where I thought the fun bit could kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? I've got my replacement watch. I don't need it. I certainly don't need a replacement hat. But the people of this great nation, maybe they would like to go on a little treasure hunt, Buzzy.
But wouldn't it be good if somebody was about to do something that they needed some luck for?
Oh.
So it wasn't just someone that wanted a watch, but they needed a lucky watch.
Isn't this great? You are making it unnecessarily complicated.
Now, I know, but the outcome would be so much better. Imagine if someone's going to propose and they're like, what if she doesn't say yes? I'll take the lucky watch and see what the outcome is.
She needs a Cotton On watch. That's what she needs. As you know, we've done one treasure hunt on this show before.
Did we?
Yeah, remember when I lost $1,000 in that hotel room?
Oh, I remember
that. And then the hotel called us and told us to stop telling people what room it was in because people kept coming in asking if they could search that room.
Yeah.
Well, that went so successfully that I thought we would do it again.
Yeah.
The bar where the cheeky little statue is dressed up is in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
It is called Ode. Or Ode, I don't know. Anyway, it's O-D-E.
You said the same thing.
Ode, I don't know. I just realised I've only ever read it.
Which is spelt how?
O-D-E.
Ode.
Yeah. Ode, is that right?
Yeah.
Ode. Oh, maybe it's Ode. It's at Ode Bar, which is in Bondi.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is walk in.
Yep.
You'll see on the bar, on the left, cheeky little statue, wearing cool homie cap, cool watch. They're yours.
You want one person to take the whole outfit?
I don't care.
Great. And back to my point, if you've got something coming up that you need luck for, that would be
okay. Okay, if you've been born in a leap year and you've got something that's lucky, but also if you do get the stuff, please send us a picture at Carrie and Tommy Show. We'd love to see you rocking my gear.
God, I hope you don't suck at your gig.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Because I've got a slight conundrum, but I think it will be solved quite quickly. Often we talk about contentious topics and we go, oh, I'm not sure whether to do this or whether it's socially acceptable to do this or not.
Is this a to or not to?
I think, yes, it is. I think this one might be pretty straightforward, but let's do it anyway, Buzzole.
To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
answer the door naked.
Or not to
answer the door naked. Now, what are your first thoughts?
I'm confused as to whether this is a conversation about me or you.
This is great.
I knew this has been a scenario I've faced in the past.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
No, I'm not sure. I don't know either.
Are you talking about the time you answered the door naked?
Who are you waiting for?
Nobody. It's a surprise knock, and I think the key part is I'm not at home. I'm at a hotel. And it's never been an issue because what I do, if ever there's a knock, I will just open the door slightly and I just stick my head and see what they want.
Mm.
But but then this happened on the weekend. I was staying at a hotel and I got a knock and they said reception. And I was like, I was in bed. And so I got out of bed and I answered the door and I just poked my little head through the gap. And she goes, why are you, like, poking your head like that? Why are you standing like that? I chatted to her downstairs and I said, oh,
oh God, you had to tell her you were naked.
And I said, oh.
I said, you've already seen her at reception. That's even worse because now you've got a bit of a rapport happening. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, he's naked.
And she goes, why are you standing like that? And
she should know.
I know. Well, and I said, well, because I'm naked. And she said, why did you answer the door naked? And I said,
wow, this is a lot of probing.
Isn't it? But now I've never thought about it before.
Which is something you were hoping to do if she could go away.
I've never thought about it before, but I thought, oh, hang on, is this completely inappropriate behaviour?
What, were you meant to grab a robe?
I don't know. What do you think?
Or a towel?
What do you think?
Or just not answer?
Not answer is not really an option, is it?
Why not?
Sure. What do you say?
I often pretend I'm just not there so that people go away.
Yeah, it's a giveaway when you yell, I'm not here.
I do it at home all the time. People come to the front door. If I sit quietly,
no you don't. There was that time you answered the door naked.
Just that once.
Yeah.
I've learnt from that. I don't think this is as straightforward as you think it is.
Okay. Interesting. Buzzall, have you got any thoughts?
I don't think you should answer the door naked. I think that's why they have robes in the room.
You think they have robes in the room for the specific purpose of putting on so you don't answer the door
100%.
Naked?
100%. What else would you need a robe for?
I would question. I would say opening the door full swing and revealing you in a robe is more offensive than opening the door a slither and just seeing your head when you're nude.
Why can't you just put a robe on, though? It takes 2 seconds.
It doesn't take 2 seconds. You've got to find the robes. You've got to undo them.
Yeah,
you got to,
I agree. Yeah. Oh. But the thing is, I think a lot of people would spend most of their time in their hotel room naked.
Yeah, I agree. What else? That's exactly why I stayed in a hotel. It was in my own city. I just didn't want to be naked in my house.
I feel like you did the right thing.
You feel like answering the door.
I feel like answering the door naked with just your head
through the gap.
Your top head through the gap is appropriate.
A bit like Jack Nicholson in The Shining through a little creek. And I did say, here's Tommy.
Harry Bigmore
and Tommy Little.
Hughie and Kay with Ed Cavalli in to drive you home next.
And yes. Hughes joins us now.
Yep.
Hughes, we have just been talking about whether it's okay to answer the front door nude. What are your thoughts?
Do you know, I haven't heard so far, but do you know who's on the other side of the door?
In my case, I was at a hotel.
Yeah, a hotel I think is okay if you ask. So often I ask for toothpaste and a toothbrush to be brought to the room, so...
Do you?
And you, well, yes, I do, because I always...
for travel with toothpaste and a toothbrush?
Because I forget, Gary.
I don't know. Is that free?
Yeah, they'll bring it up to the room. You can get two. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, mate, I'll never buy toothpaste again. I'll just keep asking. Give you a? Is it a little one or a full size one?
It's full enough. It's not like
an
A grade toothbrush.
What do you mean?
No, but I've just found out you can get free toothbrushes.
Yeah, and little toothbrushes. Tube of toothpaste. Yeah,
mate, you earn a decent amount of money. You can just buy toothpaste.
But think of how much more money I'll have when I no longer have to buy toothbrushes.
No, it's really handy. But then often I forget till I'm in the shower that I need to. I haven't got a toothbrush, so I make the call and I'm still. And then when they come through, I just put my head round the corner.
Yes.
And so yeah. So you put the hand out. You
that's exactly. That's exact. So you're
that's
fine.
That's fine.
With it.
That's fine.
Okay. What about if you were at home?
If you're at home and it's probably a guy, you know, who is doing his job and he won't care, you know, he's delivering parcels and there you are nude. I don't think he's going to care. And, you know, and
you're not opening the door nude. You're poking your head around still, aren't you?
Still. But, I mean, it's unlikely you would go fully-fledged nude to a guy with a parcel.
Well, I think like a lot of Australians, I have very... formative memories of being a child and my dad freely walking around the house nude.
My stepdad used to walk around everywhere nude.
Yeah.
But also, mine wouldn't go nude. He'd just have a T-shirt on, which is worse, I reckon.
Oh, that's so
Porky
pigging. Of all the options to pick, you pick the pants, not a T-shirt.
I know. Yeah. It's like the top part is covered and he's just swinging with the breeze down below. Because
What's his justification for that? Why he needs the top and not the bottom covered?
Because he bought the house and it's his house and he can do whatever he likes.
Oh, that's stupid.
And also, his chest is probably cold and his legs are hot. That's actually my dream. I want to get to the point where I find someone that's
so
comfortable enough with me that they're happy for me to porky pig around the house at all times.
It's just not the part of the body that should just be, like, doing things.
Yeah,
like
but if people have given up, Carrie, you know, they've given up on how they look.
I remember we did this once on radio where we talked about
jobs you shouldn't do, like vacuuming and emptying the dishwasher.
Do you remember,
and stuff.
We had a family that called in and the father in the family, he would porky pig at the dinner table and they would put a towel down on the seat.
So gross.
Yeah, you need two towels, though. He should wrap himself in the towel, really, shouldn't he?
He just should wear pants.
You don't get it, mate. Hughes, do you walk around the house naked?
I do, and my children are not happy with it. And it's like, you know, they're disgusted by me, basically.
What?
So,
why?
Well, they...
Because you'd... Like, it's more of a man thing than a woman thing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I was known to have showered with my son quite late in life.
I think people expect you to shower naked, though. Yeah.
Yes.
But to what age, though, Carrie? To what age?
Now it's Carrie's pretending like it's stopped.
You're not still doing it, no.
Yeah,
he's almost an adult, Carrie. This is like, it's got to stop.
He's going for his driver's license this week.
That's why it wouldn't be happening anymore.
Yeah. That's why it's definitely not happening. Sorry, mate. I meant to have you back on that. That's why it's definitely not happening anymore.
Oh, there's your news.com story there.
No.
That's going to go viral.
No, I guess I was confusing things. We don't shower naked anymore, but I'm not at the point where I...
Oh, you're chucking on wetsuits?
No, as in, sorry, we don't shower together naked. Mm-hmm. I shower naked, but he will come into the bathroom to clean his teeth or get ready for school, and we're not at the point where I close the door and say, you're not allowed in.
Yeah, my mother was too comfortable, I reckon, with nudity later in my, you know, as a teenager, I'm like, Mum, put some clothes on. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't really want to see it anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Mm. Yeah. So he might be, he's coming to you, though. You're not going to him, so that's...
Well, I'm not going into his bedroom.
All right. Tits out. I reckon that'll do us for today.
I don't think we're going to close on anything stronger than Bickmore saying tits out, so we may as well leave.
Back tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up, packed with all the bits you missed from the show. Did you know, when you're driving, there's only one handprint of tread connecting each of your tyres to the road? With so much riding on them, make sure you're in hands you can trust. Bridgestone, you're in safe hands.